Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
It is time to catch up with Milo. There is sport to talk about this morning. G'day, mate.
Morning, Ewan. Good morning, fellow coasters. And, of course, we're rolling into grand finales everywhere, and there's already been a few around the traps. Good morning to Hayward crew across the border there, because they took out the South Western Districts Footy League Premiership. So go the Lions.
Big congratulations to them.
Now, Western Border Footy League, of course, that's on the Barry Manahy and a scoreboard, a preliminary final. So last chance for two sides to get in the grand final, and that went to West Gambier, defeating Cass and Santred by 25 points. And what I could see, the West Roos got through pretty well injury-free. For West Gambier, 3 goals apiece, Garrett Haar, Brad Wilson and Ben Papps. And out of that game, I've selected a couple of CUB Carlton Dry Polo Valuable Player Awards. And a big thank you to Commercial and Ricky Dowby. And not the best players, but players that to put in a special effort. Todd Lewis rucked unchanged all day for the Roos. And Jordan Zietz, he was very good, particularly running through that midfield from defence, spearing the ball forward in difficult conditions. And Daniel Womble, he was the four-quarter player who stood up in defence for the Cats all day for me. So all that leads us to the grand final at Millicent, and that will be North Gambier versus West Gambier. It's 2 apiece head-to-head during the season, North hunting for their 9th flag and West their 4th, and it should be a good contest. North got a bit of advantage with the Tall Brigade. Weather's obviously going to be interesting. West has got to probably try to find another tall player to get into that side. And I reckon they ought to take a punt on Nathan Lewis, Todd's brother. I reckon he could do a job centre forward, up forward or in the ruck, but no doubt the West Brains Trust will be looking at that. Now, the Brian Hennessy medal count will be on at Caston's club rooms tonight. And just a couple of selections there. Will McDonald, the big ruckman from the Cats. Jaden Eldridge from East. Hamish Telford and Nick McInerney from North Gambier. And be interesting to see which one of those two picks up the most votes from that club. Tom Zietz from West Gambier, and also Bronson Saffin from South, who's had a very good year. And, of course, he's already a Mid-Southeast medalist, so he knows how to catch the umpire's eye. Moving to Mid-Southeast, and on the big three hotel scoreboard, the Park Southeast and the G-spot at the main corner, Glencoe and Hatherley clashed at Port Mac. At half time, it was Glencoe 10-4 to Hatherley 7-5, so the Eagles are in touch, but in that second half, the Murphys slipped into overdrive and kicked 8 goals to 1. They march into a grand final at Mount Burr by 64 points in a couple of weekends' time. And for Glencoe, Brady Foster with 4 continues on with his tally for the season. 117 now from memory. Michael McRae with 3 along with Alex Henschke. And Trent Hawke, Jamie Dobie with 2 each. While for Hatherley, it was Sam Telfer. What a good effort this is. 6 out of 8 goals. Nice little sideline there. Now, in terms of the preliminary final, it'll all happen at Mount Burr, and it'll be Hatherley versus Kalangadoo. Hatherley holds sway during the season, winning both encounters, but I think Kalangadoo probably got a better side than any other time during the year, so it'll be a crackerjack game. And, of course, yesterday we had the male medal count at the Millicent Civic Centre, and as we heard on the news, well done, Robe Ruckman Tom Wachtel, 19 votes, runner-up Harrison Evans from Congrong on 18, and the Triple M farmer Phil Scanlon Memorial Rookie of the Year, well done, 16-year-old Joel Vertanen from Nangwari, who's got a interesting future ahead if he puts in the work, of course. Now, the big tip slipping around the medal count yesterday was that Millicent's Reece Duncan will be coach of Mount Burr in 2020. So we'll have to wait to see if that comes to fruition. Now, talking grand finals, the K&T on the Raiders Estate scoreboard had a preliminary final, and Mundulla were victorious over Knivelly All United by 27 points. So the Moots, who are reigning premiers, head to another grand final looking for back-to-back. Their leading goal kicker was Boyd Packer with 3, James Hinge with 2, along with Nick Gregurk. And that means Penola. It'll all happen on the big paddock, and it'll be Lucindale clashing with Mundulla, and it'll be Lucindale looking for their fourth KNT flag, while the Moots will be looking for number 11. And usually when they get in there, the Moots win it. But that'll be a very interesting contest, and I think it just might be on the day and who makes the most of their opportunities.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Now on 963 Triple M, it is time to talk more sport around the Limestone Coast. Milo joins me once again. G'day, mate.
Yes, Huey, and of course it's the round ball sports, and the netballers were into it, and the preliminary final in the Western Border Super 6 occurred as a twilight competition. I think the girls started their usual time, though, compared to the footballers. Quite a good crowd there on Saturday. Now, East Gambia, 44. Best players, Morgan Amy and Tennille Gray. They defeated West Gambia, 40. And Emily Hunter had another good game, and Lisa McGregor. And that was fifth time lucky, because West held sway during the season there. So East into a grand final. They'll take on Millicent, who are hunting for 11 in a row on their home courts. And during the season, it was 2-1. East got up to defeat them during the year. Now, of course, tonight, all the best to the girls throughout all the grades, best and fairest awards, etc., at Castleton. And East Tennille Gray, she'll be a big chance for back-to-back. And if one of the Millicent players can monopolise the votes in a very even team, that might go to the Saints as well. And I think Emily Hunter from West Gambia, their recruit this year, has had a very consistent season. She might be in the mix as well. Down to the Mid-Sea, the Family League, second semi at Port Mac, and first loss for the season. Glencoe, 40, went down to Clangadoo, 44. Best players for Clangadoo, Jade Peacock and Chelsea Crozer, while for Glencoe it was Melinda Markowitz and Sarah Edwards. So that all means preliminary final will occur at Mount Burr. Glencoe versus Port Mac, and head-to-head Glencoe holds sway this season, 76-44 and 63-31. So Port Mac have got their best side, are really going to have to turn it on to stop Glencoe from moving to another tilt at Clangadoo to win the premiership at Mount Burr again in a couple of weeks' time. And of course, last night at Millicent Civic Centre, congratulations to Annie Hunter from Robe. 22 votes saw her take out the best and fairest for the comp, and also the under 21 award. And well done to joint runners up, Clangadoo's Abby Duncan, who won it last year, and Glencoe's Sarah Edwards, both on 21 votes. Moving up the track, good morning Narra Court and above, and not far away, Lucindale 48, Mel Gear best player. They defeated Penola 40, so no fairy tale there for the Eagles. Caitlin Egan, their coach, was named best player. So Penola will host the grand final though, so they're going to be busy, and that will see Keith clash with Lucindale, who are looking for a three-peat in the netty up there. It's one each during the season, so that means game on. Now they had their association best and fairest at Keith yesterday, and the winner was Holly Hannaford from, you guessed it, Lucindale. Runner-up was Jordan Lange from Bordertown. The most consistent was Brittany Bug from Kybe Bowlight. All done and dusted those best and fairests across the Limestone Coast southeast. Now, Mount Gambier netball. The semi-finals had two close encounters. Hobbits 53 defeated Intruders 51, and Vicky's 46 were defeated by Saints 48. And that means preliminary final next Saturday, Intruders versus Saints. And they had their association best and fairest, and the winner was, well done, Kim Stewart from Hobbits, and the runner-up was Kate Bizico. But I think it might be Bizco. Can't even read my own writing here, Huey. Intruders. Now, talking round ball, Zocca, Limestone Coast Football Association, Steel Line Premiership. And in the seniors, it was Inter 3 defeating an injury-riddled Centrals 1. So Centrals still had a red-hot go. Sam Buetti, 2 goals for Inter, along with Christian Seller, and Thomas Renzi scored the solo for Centrals. That means grand finals, and the hosts of that will be Central Soccer Club this Sunday. Under 12, Centrals versus Inter, likewise in the under 14s, and ditto in the under 17s. The reserves, it'll be Apollo versus Inter, and seniors, the big one, Apollo versus Inter. So be some interest there, and probably weather-wise looks okay at this stage. The women's soccer, South East Women's Football Association, Bendigo Bank Football, preliminary final also, Central's 3, it was Rose Iricosa spearing 2 along with Tess Andrews. They defeated Apollo City, and the solo goal kicker there was Olivia Gwillem. That means grand final, Blue Lake Sports Park this Saturday. It'll be United versus Centrals, and the semi-final result was won by United 2-0. So Centrals get another go to turn the tables there. Now, season's awards presentations will be this Friday night at Casadio Park. Now, turning to basketball, MG Plasterers South East Coast Basketball League. Preliminary finals during the week, it was Panthers in the men's 76, defeating Roos 66. And in the women, it was Panthers 54, defeating Cats 53 in the close one there. So that means grand finals Wednesday night. In the men, it will be Bulldogs Red versus Panthers. And in the women, it will be Cougars versus Panthers. And of course, they'll have their season's awards as well on Wednesday night. And we did have grand finals, and it was Basketball Mount Gambier's Junior Grand Finals yesterday, and in the under 16 girls, Panthers 54 defeated Cougars 42. The MVP for the season was Sarah Ritter from Cougars. The runner up was Ellie Boucher from Roos. The under 16 boys Div 1, Panthers 54 defeated Bulldogs 49. The most valuable player for the season was Jake Walker from Panthers on 23 votes. Runner up was Josh Holmes from Bulldogs on 21. And the big boys under 18s, Panthers 59 defeated Bulldogs 53, and that was in overtime, so the old stadium would have been rocking there. The MVP player for the season was a tie between Duncan Reese Bulldogs and Toby DeWitt from Cougars on 21 votes apiece, and not far away, well done runner-up Jaden Lawrence for Panthers on 19. Yui, later on we'll catch up with the male medalist for Mid-Sea Footy, Tom Wachtel. You caught up with him yesterday, obviously, after the event, and he was pretty chuffed, and he came out of the wilderness to pinch that award.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Mid-Sea male medalist 2019 from the Robe Footy Club, and he's a ruckman. We always like to see the ruckman who look after the on-ballers. Congratulations, the big fella. Watch your boy.
How you going? Thanks, Milo. A bit, yeah, very unexpected. It doesn't happen to ruckmen all that often. Obviously, all that good work I've done throughout the year to give it to the midfielders has really paid off. So, yeah, really surprised and really proud as well. So,
yeah, Tom, you started your footy at Keith. You ended up in Robe because of your teaching job. Now, last year, they couldn't get the points to let you play A-grade footy. So, obviously, this year you had a point to prove, and, boy, you've proved it in a big way. What were you very, very pleased about your game this year as a developing footballer?
Just being able to move around in the middle and just really clicking as a team. For me, it wasn't so much personal, but just giving those midfielders that first use, that was my main priority rather than worrying about my own performance. So.
Now, you've been out there doing battle with the other sides. Who's your tip to, particularly this week, Hatherley versus Clangadoo, to go through and play Glencoe in the grand final? And who do you think might take it out?
Oh, well, Clangadoo are looking the goods. They managed to knock us off, and they're a very physical side. And I didn't get to play against them last time, but, yeah, very physical and can really hurt sides when they want to. So I'm backing Clangadoo.
OK, and in the big one at the end?
The big one at the end, I don't know. I think it's tough to say. I don't know. I'd really back Glencoe. They go all right. Depending on how they go, the big Casperian can definitely get around the ground and cause some damage. So, yeah, Glencoe, I think.
And I know they move you teachers around. It's all about contracts now. At this stage, do you look like you'll be a Robe Rooster in 2020?
Yeah, Robe Rooster through and through. 2020, I'll be back at Robe again. Looking forward to another great season.
Congratulations on a great season and cherish the moment.
Beautiful. Thank you, Molly.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.